This is Jeff Roundtown, and I'm at the Wondering Page with Lisa Bueller. Lisa, you were at one time an architect in Chicago, but you've been in Omaha for a while. Not only based out of here as a flight attendant, but you design flower arrangements for events like the Flower Festival at Cathedral each and every winter. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I love celebrating those who choose to be in Omaha, and you are multi-talented. You do other things as well. You choose to be based here. And what is it about Omaha that feeds your creative soul?
Well, this is where I was born and raised. One of the things I like about being back in Omaha is I feel like I get opportunities I might not get in the big city. Like, it's a good community. People network. People welcome you back. They say, oh, you're interested in flowers. Are you interested in trying this? You know, so that's been a fun part about being back here.
But, I mean, Chicago is a Midwestern town, but it's...
It is, and I love it. And I have nothing bad to say about that town. If you drop me there again, I would happily... live there too.
But you choose to be here.
I do.
Yeah. How does flying, so you are a flight attendant.
Yes.
And how does that, fit into your creativity? Does that inspire you when you come back? Does that impact your floral arrangements, for example?
Yeah. I think one of my favorite parts about flying is it lets me see all the parts of the world that I used to just read about in books. Mm. So I love that. I love that it gives you a different perspective on design, on life. You get to see the botanical gardens in different cities or the architecture or the art and see the world. I love that part of it. And I think when you get all those different perspectives, you get to see what you like about where you're from and also the things that you're like, wait, but they have other good ideas about doing things maybe a better way from other places. So I think you get to bring that home.
Yeah.
And I like that.
There's something about traveling that really, I mean, obviously, it's a cliche, but it opens your mind and opens your, empathy.
Yeah, and there's that great Mark Twain quote about that. I am going to mess it up, but it's, essentially saying, like, those who travel, it's harder to be all the bad things in life. It's harder to be racist. It's harder to be judging of other people because you are exposed to so many things and you are that stranger in a strange place that doesn't know where they're going or doesn't speak the language. And suddenly you appreciate much more what that's like.
Yeah, I found that. Yeah, exactly. I found that to be true.
Like, you travel a lot too.
I do. And I didn't grow up in a family that did travel for a variety of reasons. Part of it, in big part, financial. Mm-hmm. And then when I...
It's very inhibiting that way.
It is. But I have, over the years, figured out ways... I mean, you get to do it for work. Maybe I should become a flight attendant. But
absolutely, do it.
I have found that, while I've found inexpensive ways to travel, that has helped a lot. I don't need to go. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be staying in fancy places. I'm not going to stay in a hostel. But
yeah, comes a point you can leave those behind.
Exactly. But I just love to just sit
at
a cafe.
Stayed a lot when I was young.
Yeah, and hang out. But wow, for being a flight attendant though, that sounds like really hard work and stressful.
Sometimes, I think when I get a good crew that I'm flying with, you feel absolutely like you're on vacation instead of working. But you also definitely can come across some very tricky people, whether they're your coworkers or people that are flying, and you're always in crazy situations where you're like, whoa, didn't see that coming. So I feel like you have to learn to adapt a lot. But it is stressful, and you do need time on the ground, and you need, sometimes time alone just to be away from a million people, too, so that's nice.
Lisa, thanks so much for chatting on Jeff Roundtown.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I always love chatting with you.
Thanks.
Thanks.